Closer we get to Christmas, the warmer it gets. We're going in the wrong direction, aren't we? Well, I'm sure some of you folks come down from the cold north are happy that it'll be 80 degrees today, right? We're going to the beach after church. Well, it's a great day in the life of our church today, our Christmas cantata, so welcome if you're here for that. I know we have a lot of visitors in the house. I'm Pastor David Branson, and I welcome you on behalf of our congregation here, and are so blessed that you're with us today. Just a few quick announcements. We had our Matthew meals yesterday. 17 volunteers served 132 hot meals yesterday, so thank you if you were a part of Matthew meals yesterday. Our dining out with Lakeside Ladies is this Tuesday at 5 o'clock at Atlantis Grill. So if you're a part of that fellowship, just know that you'll be meeting just right over here on Congress and Lake Lantana Road at the Atlantis Grill. So come out and have a great time of fellowship as well with them. A reminder that we have our prayer and communion service this Wednesday at 6 p.m. right here at the sanctuary. We have a time of lifting up special needs in our church, congregation, and our community and world. So be a part of that. We share in Holy Communion as well at that time. So come out and join us at 6 o'clock on Wednesday evening. And be sure to look your bulletins over today for what's going on, special events in the life of your church during this Advent season. And a reminder that we'll be having our Bible study at 7 o'clock as well, right? That study. Come out and join us for that. It's been looking at the birth narrative through the eyes of Joseph, which we don't do very often. Joseph is not mentioned that much in the Bible, but we're looking at that during this Advent season. So come out and join us for that as well. I forgot to mention our Connect cards in your bulletins. Just jot your information down and drop those in the office later as it comes around this morning. That's your registration for attendance, and just let us know that you were here today. Our last Sunday as well for our staff love offering, our Christmas gift to the staff here at the church. There's a little birdhouse type thing back there on the table. Just if you feel so led, this will be your last opportunity today to contribute to that. So we thank you for that independence. So I think that's all of our announcements today. Would you please stand now for our processional hymn?
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
God has a vision for a world of justice and joy for all. Will we join in the dream? Will we rejoice with God? Will you please pray with me? God of justice and joy, we gather together in your name to proclaim the good news of your presence among us. Where there is oppression, we will shout the message of your liberating love. Where there is sorrow, we will sing a song of your healing love. And where there is fear, doubt, confusion, or anger, we will shine the light of Jesus Christ in your incarnate love. In whose name we pray. Amen.
You may be seated. I'd like to invite Bonnie Keene and Ruby Lawson to come forward.
The Lord God's Spirit is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim the release for the captives and liberation for prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and a day of vindication for our God, to comfort all those who mourn, to provide for Zion's mourners, to give them a crown in the place of ashes, oil of joy in a place of mourning, and mantle of praise in place of discouragement. They will be called the oaks of righteousness, planted by the Lord to glorify himself. They will rebuild in ancient ruins. They will restore formerly deserted places. They will renew ruined cities, places deserted in generations past. I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and dishonesty. I will faithfully give them their wage and make them an enduring covenant. Their offspring will be known among nations and their descendants among the peoples. All who see them will recognize that they are the people blessed by the Lord. I surely rejoice in the Lord. My heart is joyful because of my God. Because he has clothed me with clothes of victory, wrapped me in a robe of righteousness, like a bridegroom in a priestly crown, like a bride adorned in jewelry. As the earth puts out its growth, and as a garden grows its seeds, so the Lord God will grow righteous and praise before all the nations.
Joy is bigger, deeper, brighter, and more sustained than happiness. Today's scripture speaks about this. For many Christians, these words from Isaiah are familiar because Jesus quoted them at the beginning of his ministry. What are some examples of joy from the life and ministry of Jesus? What in your life brings you joy? How is being a follower of Jesus a joyful experience for you? In the coming week, look for ways that God is bringing good news to the oppressed, binding up the broken heart, proclaiming liberty to the captives, and releasing prisoners. When you encounter God's work in the world this week, pray a prayer of thanksgiving and praise. Open us to the joy and sadness season, O Lord. Help us to see your love as it springs up around us. Amen.
having our service, and we go before the Lord in prayer with our concerns that have been spoken and unspoken this morning. I have a list of folks I'd like to lift up to you this morning. We have a lot of folks suffering with back pain today. Karen Rubajana, Sally Chanel, Anne McCartney, Chuck Blankenship, the knee problem as well. And Helen Branson, my mother, continues to have back problems as well. Praising God for Olivia Wilson's successful cranial surgery this week in Dallas. A two-year-old little girl that had surgery, and we're just continuing to pray for her well-being. Ruthie Rawson, we continue to pray for her. Pray for her healing from her surgery as well. Mary Ann Davis has upcoming surgery right after Christmas, so Mary Ann will be lifting you up this week as well. Al Jordan. Al, good to see you in church today. Al is continuing cancer treatments as well. David Shute is undergoing some testing this week for a problem that they found with David, so keep David in your prayers. Our friends Leslie Wilson have health concerns this week. Cameron Bundy as well had heart surgery this week.
Everyone got their prayer cards in. That didn't go by as planned this morning.
For your faithfulness in that as well, and for all those children that were blessed this year. I know we bring many things with us this morning. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. He knows our hearts and He's listening to us. So let's pray. Gracious and loving God, the list continues to grow. Folks needing divine intervention with health concerns, Lord, healing of our physical bodies, and repair and nourishment of our spiritual bodies. Father, today we come lifting up those named here out loud to you and those we carry with us in our hearts. Father, we all carry the burdens of secrets hidden deep within us. And Father, I pray this morning that we're able to release those hidden things that need the attention only God can give. So Father, today I pray for each one of these names and the situations mentioned here. But Father, I also pray for those that lie deep within our spirits and our souls. Father, we love you and we trust you. Father, we have witnessed magnificent healing within the ranks of this church and the ones we love. And Father, today we're proclaiming the Savior that heals. So Father, today as we've gathered in this place and we're preparing ourselves now for the Easter story told through song, Father, we're grateful for the gift you've given us so many years ago in the form of a baby in a manger. Father, our world today needs you more than ever. Father, our world can be a dark and dangerous place. People being ugly to one another. People not treating one another with grace and dignity. Father, today I pray for each one of us that we would be an example of Christ's love in the world. That as we leave this place today, we will take about the light of Christ and take that light into the world. Father, I pray for our country, our leaders. I pray for those that make decisions on our behalf around the world and right here in our beloved country. Father, I pray that your guidance would lead them, that they would discern the Holy Spirit before making decisions. So, Father, today we're glad to be in this place. We're happy to come here and be with people that share a vision of tomorrow. A people who believe in eternal life. A people who believe in a Savior that will return. So, Father, we love you. We come to you humbled this morning for the glory about to be revealed to us. Father, we love you. We give you the praise and thanksgiving as we pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and glory forever. Amen.
from God through our offering, with the ushers please come forward.
Thank you. Thank you.
The angel's amazing words to Mary that she would have a child. She couldn't wrap her mind around how it could happen. Joseph was confused and hurt, but then obedient to the angel's instructions. Then came the long journey, the crowded inn, and the stable. No, it didn't seem like a gift at first. Oh, but what a gift to be there when God Himself came as a precious little baby. A new star shone down and wrapped the whole scene in the holy light. The first Christmas gift the world had ever known.
Christmas song.
In the hills near Bethlehem, some average guys were just doing their job one night when they were nearly frightened to death by a host of angels. After scrambling off to Bethlehem, stumbling into the dark stable, and coming face to face with the Messiah, these ordinary shepherds recognized that they were in the presence of God's glory. What else was there to do but bow and worship?
Thank you.
When we're little, our list of favorite Christmas gifts includes things like dolls and toy cars and trucks and games. As we grow older, the list changes to the gifts of family being together and being able to share with those we love. For believers, the gift that is always at the top of our list was given more than 2,000 years ago. Because of it, our world is different. Our lives are changed. Grace and mercy, hope and peace have flowed from Jesus down through the ages, and they reach us today. He still speaks through his word, pours out his love, and extends his offer of life to anyone who wants to receive it. It's like a present we have chosen carefully and wrapped, anticipating the moment the recipient will open it and exclaim, "Oh, it's just what I wanted." Together we look forward to the moment we will come into His presence and thank Him for all He has done for us.
Thank you.
can have Christmas now. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Please remain standing if you're up for our closing hymn. Hark the Herald Angels Sing, number 240, will be projected. Your turn to sing.
picture of my family here in front of the tree. Appreciate it.
Don't leave yet.
I won't. I gotta. Okay.